The Bible describes a kairos moment as a time when God brings things together or makes a move. Dr. Tony Evans says the trick is holding on till that moment arrives. He'll take us to Galatians 6:8 for some encouragement as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I know you want to quit. Some people here want to quit. I am tired. And you've lost heart. I understand. Paul told me to tell you, based on the word of God, don't quit. When you hit your kairos moment, and you all have one, even if you miss the last bus, another bus is coming. When your kairos due time, he calls it, hits, you'll know it. Because a kairos moment will always come with a crisis experience. A kairos moment is a divine interruption in the normal flow. Moses faced a kairos moment when he stood on the Red Sea, Pharaoh coming in one direction, the Red Sea in another direction, and God asked Moses, what are you going to do? Okay, and whining, he says, is not an option. The tendency in a kairos moment is to want to quit because it's a crisis moment. That's why he says, don't lose heart and don't throw in the towel, because a crisis moment might very well be a kairos moment where God is now about to bring about a shift based on what you did.
For more help holding on until your kairos moment arrives, check out Tony's 10-message series, The Spiritual Toolkit, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.